September the 2nd, 2002. I was returning to my cottage on St. Anthony Lake, which is approximately 20 miles from the town of Englehart, where I reside. It was about 9:30 at night, and as we approached the road where you turn off from Highway 624 to go to St. Anthony, a couple miles previous to that, we had seen some unusual lights in the sky. They were kind of greenish, and we couldn't, they got cut off by the trees because it was, this outfit was, whatever it was quite low. And I thought, my thought at the time, it must be one of those hot air balloons or something like that. Because its progress was extremely slow at the time. However, there was a spot just a couple of hundred feet before you turn off the highway. We're on the, I'd have to say it's the north side of the road from my perspective. And there's a creek runs across there. It's called Benson Creek. And there has been there's quite a wet area there where the beavers have had a huge dam in there for years and off and on. Anyway, about 800 feet north of the road, and we could only catch a small glimpse of it because there was a slight bend in this creek, there was this huge, and I say huge because it was higher than the trees, but the bottom section, it seemed to be hoovering over the water, and I had the distinct impression that perhaps they were taking water up from that. It was a beaver dam, and I tried getting my binoculars, and I was put it on this thing, and it seemed to have lights at various 10 or 15 foot increments up and around or the side of this thing, and I would suspect that it was maybe 50 feet high, 45 or 50 feet high, but it was pretty hard to tell where the actual bottom was hoovering over the lake. And as I was sitting there with the lights on the car, on the truck or whatever, trying to get a glimpse of it, it seemed to move in behind the trees a little more further down the creek and cut off my view. So what I had was a very, very brief view of something which I couldn't really describe, but it was certainly something I couldn't identify, and it seemed to be flying, so it qualified as a UFO. When I got to the cottage, I was talked to, I guess the following day, I was talking to two of my daughters who were on the roof of their cottage at Animanipissing Lake, which is south and west of Latchford, Ontario. And from that, they saw this huge object. It had green lights on it, or seemed to have, but it seemed to have a greenish glow about it. And it was on the opposite side of the lake from them, which I would say was perhaps a quarter mile at the closest to where they were, perhaps a little farther away. Anyway, they watched it for a very short time, wondering what it was, and they said it just seemed to disappear. And it was at approximately the same time that I was observing the object that I'm talking about. So that's all I know about it. I could not guess or identify anything further, and neither could they. So I'll just terminate this conversation. I haven't got any written down identified things, but I have seen. And in the area of Rib Lake a number of years ago, in the early 70s, on a few occasions, we've seen movements which weren't made by anything that man is used to knowing about, because they could change directions very quickly and go and join up with another object, which would be probably 25 or 30 miles across farther in the sky. And, in, you know, almost as quick as it takes to talk about it. So those are a few things, but I'm not reporting them here tonight. I'm just trying to, I've seen other things, and we watch the sky quite often. We look for comets and whatever, and I've seen them. We watch the sky for satellites, and one of the things we do in the summertime when the flies aren't bad is lie on the dock in the evening and count the satellites. But while you're doing that, you're apt to see something else that is quite strange or unusual. And we talk amongst ourselves, but we don't, as my chum said, started earlier, when my chum tried to tell about what he saw, the people laughed and asked him what kind of wine he was drinking that night. Well, I know him very well. He was a good Christian, church-going man, and he's not likely to take anything like wine on a fishing trip with two young boys with him. Well, I think the early first ones that I'd heard about when I had seen something similar that particular night, I was driving a taxi up in Kirkland Lake, and I was it would be probably about 49 at the latest, but I think it was 48, and going home about 2 o'clock in the morning, and seeing this bright object in the sky. And then someone else reported the next day that down at Dane that he'd seen something strange, and that was the first thing that, no, they didn't call them UFOs then, but that's as far back as when I heard the first and thought I'd seen what he'd saw. But I didn't tell anybody about it because people were laughing at this fella too. Anyway, I believe that there is such a thing, and there are intelligent beings in them, and there's a lot that we don't know about it. Two were seen by members of the same family from, you know, on the same night at approximately the same time. And the coincidence is that they were both seen low over the water and rather stationary at that time. I think when I first seen this from, well, maybe a couple of miles away, it was descending and was locating itself over this particular pond. And of course there was quite a few trees and a bend in the road between us that we couldn't identify until we got right almost on it. But I would say it wasn't any more than 800 feet from me, which is about the length of a town block or something like that. If my first impulse was, well, something that was there and was hovering and that tall had to be, you know, if it was man-made, it was a hot air balloon or something like somebody trying used to go around the world. But what the hell was it doing there in the swamp in the puddle? Or what was it doing, you know, just above the surface of the lake at that time of night in a rather remote area? I have a few other qualifications that might attest to the veracity of it. I am a pilot and have been for quite a number of years. And secondly, I'm a minister. As a minister, so I'm not going around drunk. So those are two of my, which I think for most people would confirm some veracity in my ability to see and to report.